City Council, regular meeting, October 24th, 2019.
The meeting will begin in 60 seconds. Okay, the regular council meeting of October 24th, 2019 will now come to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda?
Here.
Mr. Bishop?
Here.
Mr. Davidson?
Here.
Mr. Haynes?
Here.
Mr. Walker?
Here.
Mr. Whedon?
Here.
You have a quorum?
Thank you. Please stand for the invocation to be given by Mayor Dave Davis and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. I appreciate that. Thank you to each of you council members and staff. Join me, please. Gracious Heavenly Father, it is a great privilege to be here this evening in such great company. Father, we thank you for your continued anointing and blessing upon each member of our council, those who are present and those who are not. Father, we just ask your continued blessing upon them as they work for the best in the betterment of our city. Father, we ask a special blessing upon them as they continue into the winter months. Thank you for your blessing upon their talents and their gifts. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Major Dave. We have before us the minutes of October 10, 2019 regular meeting. Are there any additions or corrections? Councilmember Whedon.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. I'd like to move approval of the minutes of the October 10th, 2019 regular council meeting.
Second.
Will the clerk call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. Under persons to be heard, we have public comments. I am now opening the floor to public comments. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. If there is anyone in the audience who wishes to address the council, please come forward, sign in, and state your name. You may also call in at 486-3231.
Hey, long time no see. I'm Major Dave from the Salvation Army. I just wanted to give you a little update on the food bank situation. The food bank between the Baptist Mission and the Salvation Army is integrated, and it's all complete. The integration's complete. We've had a great deal of volunteer efforts. Different contractors helping us get the electricity. Coho and Kendall's Lightfoot Construction did a bunch of rearranging of our building, which used to be our barber shop and engraving. So they tweaked that building a little bit to make everything happen. AAA moving the storage, moved all the coolers and freezers from the Mission down to the Salvation Army. Food Shares donated a brand new freezer so that we could distribute local byproduct fish. So our first day of operation distribution was Tuesday the 22nd. Our next one will be Friday the 25th. So from here on out, from what I can see, is we'll be doing community food day twice a week on Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 o'clock till 5 o'clock. My intent is to come to one of the upcoming work sessions to kind of give you more information of some numbers and different issues that might come up. Any questions? I'd be happy.
Major Dave, we have Councilmember Whedon with a question for you. That's okay.
Thank you for, we don't normally ask questions, but this one I think would be good if the public's listening, is because I certainly wasn't aware that you could handle frozen food. And you know, given that we live in the largest seaports and the fishing ports in the country, I think it would be helpful to know that, you know, the capacity to hold, you know, frozen product in this. But obviously from time to time we have seafood that we're willing, as processors, we're willing to, or fishermen even, we're willing to donate. So just good to know that. I mean, at some point, maybe you can update us on your holding capacity too, what you cannot take. Thanks.
Well, the sea shares brought in 6 foot by 6 foot reach-in freezer. And then we got a couple of chest freezers that we had prior. So I'm gonna maybe ask one of the professional fishermen to tell me where I'm at. I can fill them if they give it to me. I just don't know how much that filling space is. I also wanted to mention that the CPOA, which is the Coast Guard Petty Officers Association, I didn't think we were going to be able to open, and then they had everything I needed to get done, they got done in one day. They took times, and so they've got us set up to take any frozen food that's offered. We have some coolers and we have freezers, but hopefully at the work session I'll be able to have more specific information for you. I sure appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Major Dave. Is there anyone else? No phone calls? Okay, moving on. Under unfinished business, there is none, so we will move on. The first item under new business is resolution number 2019-20, authorizing the borrowing from the Alaska Clean Water Fund of an aggregate amount not to exceed $5,435,000 to pay for the cost of an upgrade to the City of Kodiak Wastewater Treatment Plant Ultraviolet Effluent Disinfection Facility. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Deputy Mayor. The last wastewater treatment plant upgrade was completed in 1999. Generally, wastewater treatment plants are evaluated and upgraded approximately every 20 years. Originally, we developed a concept plan using 4 phases to complete the project. However, this has been put on a temporary hold. Based on the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation mandated schedule of compliance for the city's new Alaska Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit number AK0021555, issued July 1, 2018, the city is required to secure project construction funding and submit its proposed construction schedule to ADEC by July 2020, and complete construction by June 30th, 2023. In June 2017, Council approved the fiscal year 2018 budget, which included $600,000 for the wastewater treatment plant loan. This loan is used to conduct an initial assessment of the treatment facility and design the mandated disinfection facility up through bid selection. The follow-up loan will be used to construct the facility. Staff is requesting Council authorize the loan application for a line of credit to borrow up to $5,435,000. The primary goal with our current approach is to build a project budget to fully construct the facility by bidding the project in February of 2020 and be substantially complete by February 2022. We have used these loans on other city water and sewer projects, and the program is one of the best funding sources available for municipalities operating public water and wastewater systems. The sewer utility rates are expected to cover the debt incurred with this up to 30-year loan. The options are 20 and 30 years. The project has a mandate by Alaska DEC, which does not appear to soften. The Alaska Clean Water Fund loan would qualify for a subsidy from EPA equal to 10% forgiveness or up to $500,000. This requires the city to submit a request for forgiveness. This loan is essentially a line of credit, reimbursable on expenditures. The total project estimate has increased from an initial cost of $4.5 million to today's $5.435 million. The oversight of its design and project cost goal would be to keep costs in line with need and avoid excess expenditures.
Thank you, Mike. What is the council's pleasure? Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. I move to adopt resolution number 2019-20.
Second.
Is there any other council discussion? Mr. Whitney?
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. I think we discussed on Tuesday night that the only additional piece of information I'd like to see before, obviously, before we move forward this, it's not going to happen immediately, is just get an analysis of the differential between a 20 and a 30-year loan, just the interest cost, and also, I think, look forward to see beyond the 20-year period what we might look at in terms of incurring additional debt or needing to incur additional debt for the wastewater treatment plant so that we can determine if that's going to put us in a position where it's going to be more difficult to borrow money because we already have that extended that extra 10 years. So I think just a little bit more analysis on the loan structure itself I think would be helpful for me. Thank you.
Any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The second item under new business is resolution number 2019-21, accepting a 2019 State Homeland Security Grant from the State of Alaska, Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management for ALMR, compliant capability radios, replacement tsunami sirens, and emergency shelter bedding. May I have a staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Deputy Madam Mayor. The city has been awarded a State Homeland Security Program grant in the amount of $586,063.12 to provide funding for the following pre-requested projects. First project is $250,690 to purchase and install replacement portable radios to bring the City of Kodiak up to Alaska Land mobile radio compliant radios. The second project included in this grant is $272,873.12 to purchase and install replacement tsunami sirens for the City of Kodiak. This is in addition to the $108,000 previously announced from NOAA. The final project is $62,500 to purchase emergency shelter bedding of 500 cots for the Kodiak Emergency Shelter for the housing of displaced residents during emergency events. The grant amount of $586,063.12 can be used for full reimbursement of all costs with this list of equipment purchased and installed as requested on the 2019 State Homeland Security application. I have made the council aware of the grant award, but council has typically passed resolutions accepting grants from either state or federal agencies.
Thank you, Mike. What is the council's pleasure? Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. Move to adopt resolution number 2019-21.
Second.
Is there any other council discussion? Mr. Haynes?
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. I'd just like to thank Chiefs Mulliken and Butney for their work on this. And this somebody's going to get this grant money. And I think that what we're using it for with the radio system, the tsunami sirens, and the cots embedding is as good a use as this grant money could go to. And so I'd like to thank the Chiefs for their work here.
Thank you. Any other council discussion? Mr. Whitten.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. And I would echo Mr. Haynes in that complimenting the directors for this, and also just for the public to note that with this grant, and I believe I'm correct in saying this, is that now we have half of the sirens that we need to purchase have been already been paid for, and so far we're going to have to replace the other six, is that correct? So the first six we've got paid for, we'll have to pay for the other six, but this will allow us to replace all the sirens with the new technology so they'll all be consistent, they'll all have the same configurations, and everything will be up to date in current technology. So this is a really good piece of work for the city. Well done.
Is there any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The third item under new business is authorization of professional services agreement for state legislative lobbying services with Diane Bloomer of Bloomer & Associates. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Jeff, Madam Mayor. I'm sitting in that order, don't I? On February 19th of this year, the council authorized a professional service agreement for state legislative lobbying services with Diane Bloomer of Bloomer and Associates for a term ending December 31 of this year. The council would like to continue a professional service agreement for a lobbyist with sound knowledge of public policy, clear understanding of the legislative and state administrative processes, and effective communication skills. The professional service agreement recommended would start on January 1st, 2020, with a term ending December 31 of the same year. The cost of this agreement is $43,450, which includes lobbying services of $43,200 and Alaska Public Offices Commission registration fee of $250. This cost amount excludes travel or other expenses which require advanced approval by the City of Kodiak. So once again, the number is $43,450.
Thank you, Mike. What is the council's pleasure? Mr. Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. Move to authorize professional services agreement number 247157 with Diane Bloomer, doing business as Bloomer and Associates, from January 1st through December 31st, 2020, in the amount of $43,450, with funds coming from the General Fund Legislative Professional Services account, and authorize the city manager to sign the documents on behalf of the city.
Second.
Is there any other council discussion? Okay. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The fourth item under new business is authorization to cancel the November 28th and December 26th, 2019 regular meetings and authorize the city manager to schedule special meetings if needed. May we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. Kodiak City Code 204010 identifies regular meetings are held on the second and fourth Thursdays of each month. It allows the council to advance, retard, or cancel meetings as necessary. If a regular meeting must be canceled, a special meeting may be scheduled for any specific business named in the call of the meeting. Attendance requirements do not apply to special meetings. The regularly scheduled council meetings for November and December may be canceled to reflect the holidays and elected official and staff travel schedules. Elected officials and staff will attend the annual Alaska Municipal League Conference November 18th through November 22nd in Anchorage. Thanksgiving is on November 28th, and December is often part of the Christmas holiday. These are both regular meeting days. Staff discussed the meeting schedule with the council at the recent October 8th work session, and council recommended canceling the work sessions and the November 28th and December 26th regular meetings and authorized the city manager to schedule special meetings if needed.
Thank you, Mike. What is the council's pleasure? Mr. Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to cancel the November 28th and December 26th, 2019 regular meetings and authorize the city manager to schedule additional special meetings if needed.
Second.
Thank you. Is there any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. And the last item under new business is a certification of election. May we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor and Council members. The regular municipal election was held on October 1, and the canvas board met on October 9 and tallied the question ballots, personal representative ballots, and absentee ballots. They also verified the votes counted on election night. The final results of the election are as follows. Elected to the two-year term city mayor seat is Pat Branson, garnering 398 votes. And elected to the two city council seats are Charles Davidson with 365 votes and John Whedon with 342 votes. The voter turnout for 2019 is 11%, which is 1% higher than last year. Please allow me to take this opportunity to thank all the election workers, including the receiving team who volunteered on Election Day. I am expressing my sincere appreciation for their dedication and hard work. Thank you also to the Canvas Board for their thorough work in finalizing the tally. Appreciation goes out to the Clerk's Office staff, Michelle and Annika, because they did a perfect job running the absentee voting, and they made the preparation for elections run smoothly. Thank you, and I would be happy to answer any questions that you may have regarding the elections. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Clerk Ms. Nova, and also everyone else who volunteered for that. What is the Council's pleasure? Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. Move to certify the results of the October 1, 2019 regular election and declare Pat Branson elected mayor for a two-year term and Charles Davidson and John Whittem elected to the City Council for three-year terms.
Second.
Is there any other council discussion? No. Okay. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Whittem.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. Next on the item, we have staff reports. First is the City Manager's report, please.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. Today, the City received notice of additional Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistant Grant Program funding of $5,000. This award will increase the total grant to $39,000. Again, this grant is used for police safety equipment. Since the amount exceeds the city manager acceptance authority, it will be on an agenda item at the next regular meeting. That's great. Now we've got another $5,000 for that grant itself alone. Yesterday, Chief Mullican, Chief Botany, and I met with Dan Belanger. Dan is the Earthquake and Tsunami Program Manager with the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management to discuss tsunami siren procurement requirements. The discussion revolved around types of sirens available, grant requirements, and possibilities for future grant funding. This meeting will assist the city in the replacement process, which we intended to advertise in January. And for those of you who have been listening about the reservoir water supply, I got notice the other day that because of the heavy rains, we're actually spilling over the containment dam now. So, quote, our reservoir is full. So, we weathered that storm, I guess.
Are there any questions from the council for the city manager? No? Okay, the next thing on the agenda is the city clerk's report.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor and Council members. It's a mouthful. The city offices will be closed on Monday, November 11, in observance of the Veterans Day holiday. The next council work session is scheduled on Tuesday, November 12th at 7:30 p.m. at the library, and the next regular meeting is scheduled on Thursday, November 14 at 7:30 p.m. here in the Assembly Chambers. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Nova. Are there any questions from the council? Okay, moving on, we have mayor's comments, and I believe that is my moment, so I will be brief. Congratulations again to Mayor Pat Branson for re-election, and also to Mr. Wynn and Mr. Davidson. Thank you for running again. It has been a pleasure working with you both, and I look forward to continuing to work with you, so thank you so much. Thank you also to the volunteers for your work with the elections. I know it's a long process and a long night for most of you, and most of you work too during the day, so thank you, and thank you to staff as well. Thank you also to the council for trusting me as your deputy mayor. I know it was kind of a mouthful to say tonight, but thank you. That's all for me tonight, and now we're moving on to council comments. We'll go ahead and begin with Mr. Walker, please.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. I'll make it short tonight. Congratulations to John and Charlie and Ms. Pat. It's been great working with you guys. Look forward to working with you another 3 or 6 or 10 years. No, I really feel this has been a great council to be a part of. We We agree to disagree, but we keep trying to get the people's work done and move forward, and that's what this is all about. Another thing is we have Halloween coming up here soon, and we still have a bear problem over on Salif Lane and other areas around town. So parents, please be bear aware during the trick-or-treat season, and always go out in large groups if you can, and stay out of dark, shadowy areas because they tend to hide in those areas. And with that, I just want to wish everybody a good night and a great rest of the week and weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Walker. We'll go to Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. I want to thank everybody in the community who voted in the last election, and hopefully next year we'll be able to quadruple the turnout that we had this year. It's always surprising to see how low of a turnout that we have. And also, if you can, purchase anti-bear candy for this Halloween to keep the bears away from the kids. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Davidson. Mr. Whitten.
Thank you, ma'am. I thought I'd keep it short.
That's okay.
I just want to thank everybody for, as Mr. Davidson said, thank everybody who came out to vote, but particularly to say how much of a privilege it is to run for office and then be elected. It's I personally never taken it for granted, and I believe there's a tremendous, whether 11% of the people show up or 100% of the people show up, the same amount of work still needs to be done. And I just appreciate the folks around this dais who still roll up their sleeves, and if people aren't watching, if 90% of the people aren't really watching, it doesn't mean we do less of a job. I think we actually have even more of a responsibility to do even better jobs so that we can just get things done in Kodiak and continue to move forward and make progress. So thank you for that. And last thing I want to say is that the pollock season has one more week to go, so it ends on the 31st of October, and then you'll probably see another 10 days or 15 days or so, and most of the canneries will probably be shutting down for the winter time. So it's another 2.5 to 3 weeks or so of work, and then Shellacross Street will start to slow down. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitten. Mr. Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. I would also like to congratulate Madam Mayor Pat Branson for her re-election, and also Councilmember Whitten and Councilmember Davidson. Time and dedication, that's what it takes to be up here. And, you know, it's just a few far between, and hopefully there will be more candidates in the future. It's always nice to have perspective, but these two gentlemen, it's been an honor working by your side, and the time and dedication you put in, I'm very thankful for, so thank you. Also, I would like to thank the Chamber of Commerce. Next week on October 31st is their annual downtown trick-or-treating at 3:30. So I'd also like to expand my thank you to all the businesses and the community members. If you're looking to have a good time and smile, just go downtown on October 31st. You'll see a lot of good little costumes and whatnot. So thank you to them. Happy night, everybody.
Thank you, Mr. Bishop. And lastly, Mr. Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. And that's kind of fun. So I'd just like to thank council members Davidson and Whitten for running, as well as our mayor. They bring an awful lot to the table, and it's hard to imagine serving with better people. And it does take some commitment, and it's great to see them choosing to run. Having said that, it'd be nice to see new faces run again too, and having the ability to have more people at their forums and discuss local issues is good for the process. And hopefully we can have more participation. I think it'll get more voter turnout in the future.
Thank you, Mr. Haynes. Next item on the agenda, we have the oath of office. And I believe we have the clerk to administer that.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Deputy Presiding Officer, or Deputy Mayor. If I could have council members Whitten and Davidson up here, please. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Richard Davidson.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States.
And the laws of the United States.
The laws of the state of Alaska.
The laws of the state of Alaska.
The ordinances of the city of Kodiak.
The ordinances of the city of Kodiak.
And that I will faithfully and honestly.
I will faithfully and honestly.
Perform the duties of council member.
Perform the duties of council member.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Congratulations. And I have oath of offices for you to sign here, please.
Delighted.
Thank you, Ms. Nova, and congratulations again to Councilmember Whitty and Councilmember Davidson. So I'll wait for them to sign and we will proceed.
Oh, we have to sign a bunch of them.
And John, this is for you.
Oh, thank you.
I'll keep this
one. Thank you. And then you may have this one.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it? Huh?
Yep.
Thank you.
You know you have more fans than they hear, right?
Okay, next item on the agenda. Mr. Davidson has his wave. That's okay. We have an executive session. The only item under executive session is a discussion with the city attorney about the city of Kodiak Ocean Beauty lease agreement post-termination issues. May have a motion to enter into the executive session. Mr. Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. Move to enter the executive session pursuant to KCC 2.04.00B1 and C to discuss legal matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the city.
Second.
Okay. And I think we might have a conflict of interest declaration. So go ahead, Mr. Whitten.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. I would like to declare a potential conflict of interest in this particular matter, as I work for one of the five processors in town, and the issue to be discussed actually pertains to one of the both processors. So I just wanted to make sure that was stated up front. So I request your ruling regarding my declaration. Thank you.
And thank you, Mr. Whitten. I rule that Councilmember Whitten has no conflict of interest and should be allowed to participate in this executive session. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whitten.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. I will now recess the regular meeting and the council will enter into executive session with the city attorney. The city manager and clerk's office staff are invited in the executive session as well. Yes.
Okay.
I am reconvening the regular meeting. The council discussed the City of Kodiak Ocean Beauty lease agreement post-termination issues, and no action was taken in executive session other than to provide direction to the manager and attorney. Okay. Last item on the agenda is audience comments. They're limited to 3 minutes. Is there anyone on the phone that would like to speak to us? There's no one in the audience. No calls? All right, we will move on. Seeing there is none, may I have a motion to adjourn, please? Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. Okay. I would move to adjourn.
Second.
All right, may the clerk please call the roll.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whitten.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes, the meeting is adjourned.
Push the button if you're not on the air.